Proximity of Purpose. Hi, I'm Tom Harrison, founder and creator of Walk Your Why. Have you ever considered proximity of purpose? In other words, have you ever thought about how close is your purpose to you, to your life, to your thoughts, your feelings, your words, your actions? For example, in this very moment, I am profoundly on purpose, on my purpose, on three key levels of what I call proximity of purpose. Level one, my most proximate purpose. That is the purpose that is the very closest to me. The purpose in which I am engaged right now, or will soon be, that I'm directed to. And that flows out of the next level of proximity, which is my most accessible purpose. I think it's pretty obvious if my purpose is not accessible, then I can hardly engage it. And then level three, which is my most clear purpose. And I hope we see how if our purpose is not clear, then it's surely not accessible to us. If we don't see what it is that we must do, then we can hardly do it. It's not accessible. And if it's not accessible, it can't be the most proximate. In other words, we could not possibly do it right now if we don't have access. And we can't have access if it's not clear. Now, let me say a couple words about purpose. To me, a purpose is something we know on some level we must do. We feel it deep down. This is something we must do. And we have decided that. Regardless of the source of this thing we must do, this action we must take, we know inside we must do it. Another important quality of purpose, so that we're all on the same page of what we're talking about here, is it must have value. Purpose has value to yourself and others. And the third quality that I want to point out about purpose is that whatever purpose we have in our life, right, however small, is connected to our deeper purpose, our profound purpose, what I call my divine essential why, or my awesome purpose, right? It's connected, even if we are not clear about that awesome purpose, about that divine essential why. Even if that's very hazy to us, or we just don't even have any sense of it, you can trust that it will be connected. And you'll know that on some level because it's something you feel you must do, right? So that's kind of your portal of understanding that, wow, it's like, why do I feel I really need to do this? Why does this seem so important to me? And maybe you can't put your head around that, but it's the indicator that this is connected to your deeper purpose. So ultimately, it can be a guide to that divine essential why. So do you see where I'm coming from? And do you see why I said that right now, in this moment, I and profoundly on purpose on all three levels of proximity? My most proximate purpose, my most accessible purpose, my most clear purpose. Do you see that? Right now, my most proximate purpose is to complete this audio recording, this audio blog, this podcast, in a way that is satisfactory to me, period. That is my most proximate purpose. Now, you might say, well, isn't that enough? You got your most proximate purpose, great. Well, how did I get that? How did I get to that place? It had to be accessible to me. And it couldn't be successful if it wasn't clear. So let's step out two levels to clarity of purpose. And again, this is not my overarching purpose, but it is a component of it. And that is, it's very important to me. It is an important purpose to me. It has great value. It's something I know I must do. And I actually am very clear that it's connected with my purpose, with my awesome purpose, with my divine essential why. And that is, I must communicate with the community I am here to serve. Now, my hope, of course, is that everyone listening to this is in the community I'm here to serve. And if you're not, I hope you still enjoy it. And if you're not enjoying it, I hope you don't waste your time here. Right? But that is that you see that purpose, right? I have this purpose of communicating with my community that I wish to serve. Right? And so to make that clear purpose accessible, I've got to have ways to do that. Right? It's not just enough just to have that purpose and then, great, got my purpose, done. Nope. Got to act on it, of course, right? So there's many ways I could act on that. I could have a written blog. I could write a book. I could write short stories. I could write, you know, put articles in newspapers, magazines, whatever. I could give speeches. I could do videos. Many ways. And I could do this. Now I'm walking and talking, but that's just my modality, right? So I had many options, and what was most accessible to me was audio. That's the one I take to the most naturally. I enjoy video, but you know, it's just extra preparation. You know, quite honestly, I don't always want to just sit there and look at the person talking the whole time. I don't need to, right? I can hear their voice. It's okay. Now, sometimes I want to do a video, but for me, audio just fits me well. And I love to walk, right? There's a reason I say walk your why. And I won't go into the details now. I hope many of you get it. But if I'm going to walk, I can talk, but it's much more challenging to do a decent video and walking. And that's not important to me. What's important to me is communicating to my community. And the walking invigorates me and inspires me to be outside. I know for some, they find the background noise is a bit distracting, but for those who I know follow me, really have gotten used to and really appreciate the journey we take together. It's real. I'm out in the world. There's noise. There's footsteps, right? It makes it interesting for some. I hope it's so for you. But the point being, do you see how I started with a clear purpose of communicating with my community, the community I wish to serve? Then I made that accessible by considering a variety of options. And then I picked the one that is the most accessible for me. And that becomes my most proximate purpose, which I am engaged in this very moment. What could be closer to me than that? So I am fully engaged in my most proximate purpose at this moment. And I can do that because it was accessible to me. And it was accessible to me because that purpose was clear and is clear in this moment. Ask yourself, do I have a clear purpose? Something I must do? Something I know is of value to myself and to others? Is it clear? And if so, is it accessible? And if not, how can you make it accessible? And once it is accessible, which one of those access options can be most proximate for you? Which one's the most interesting? They're just the easiest to do. What is the most accessible for you that you will do, right? Another way of saying accessible is, which one of these things will I actually do? Because if you don't do it, theoretical accessibility is meaningless, right? Just like theoretical clarity of purpose is meaningless. Just like theoretically acting on your purpose is meaningless. You want to live a meaningful life. Ask yourself, right now, am I engaged in my most proximate purpose? I hope the answer is yes right now, because I hope your most proximate purpose in this moment is listening to this recording. I hope you're engaged. I hope you're getting something from it that you can take and apply in your own life. I hope that's the case. If not, fine. Find out what it is. What is your most proximate purpose? And go do that. And if that's not clear, then step back out and determine what is clear. What is a clear purpose I can engage in that can be accessible to me, that I will do, that I will make my most proximate purpose? I can't wait to see you on the purpose path. And if you're already there, woohoo, congratulations, and thanks for listening anyway. I'd love your feedback, love to hear about your progress. And until we next connect, happy trails.